Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels today, Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. When Jesus arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" The demon-possessed men in today's passage had been forced out of the city and into the graveyard. The men's violent natures kept everyone at a distance. But Jesus approached the unapproachable. The demons knew exactly who he was. They knew that he was the Son of God. Rather than becoming disembodied spirits, the demons requested permission to enter a large herd of pigs. Jesus obliged. And when the demons entered the pigs, the pigs raced down the banks of the Sea of Galilee and drowned. Perhaps these pigs going down into the water illustrated the future state of the demons. They would go down into the abyss. Yesterday, we saw that Jesus holds power over nature. Remember, he calmed the storm. In today's verses, we find that he has power over the spiritual world. Jesus is God and therefore omnipotent, all-powerful. There is no limit to his scope or sphere of supremacy. So, Father, I learned from these verses the power of Jesus over the spiritual world. Thank you for this reminder that Jesus' supremacy has no boundaries, and help me to live it with that confidence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.